Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
Thanks for the salad, man. I really needed it. I just did not have time to eat, and I was perfect. So thank you for bringing that in. Delicious, fresh salad from Big Boy.
I can't eat right now after watching the Brewer game today.
Sounded like they all watched the Tiger game last night and decided to they wanted to be just like that.
Pretty sure I've never seen this before. Back to back to back to back. Four straight home runs for the Nationals. And then they got a double and then another home run.
So five home runs in one inning.
Yes.
Well, the seventh inning was ugly for the Tigers last night, but I don't know. Let's just keep going with your Brewers. First of all, what'd they do yesterday?
Of course they lost. They lost because of their bullpen. Jimmy Nelson threw a gem. I mean, they were up 2-1, cruising along. Let me just give you Nelson's numbers. 7 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 10 strikeouts.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You should probably maybe win that game. It was 2-0. And then Washington, as soon as they pulled Jimmy Nelson, the 8th inning happened. 7 runs in the 8th inning for the Nationals. And then the Brewers came back a little bit, scored 3 in the top of the 9th, couldn't keep it going, but they lose 8-5.
Now, I also heard that Bryce Harper was ejected in this game.
I didn't see that. I wasn't really watching. I wasn't watching the game. I just saw, oh, they're up 2-0. Cool. Oh, it's only 2-1 going into the 8th. Cool. Oh, it's 8-2? What happened? So, and today, it's not even worth talking about anymore.
Yeah, ugly day
15-2 they lost today. 7 runs in the 3rd and 6 runs in the 4th. I will say it was Michael Blazek's first career start because Garza hurt himself the other day and was put on the DL. So this is, I mean, this is, a, oh, here. Here's your first career start. Go against Scherzer. Have fun.
Wow.
Of course, Scherzer pitched good. He is on fire right now.
I don't know what to tell you about your Brewers, man. I really don't want them to leverage the future, to mortgage their future.
Well,
right
that
now.
Was a 10-game road trip, so I am glad it's over. So glad it's over, but guess what? They got the Cubs coming in tomorrow. Which now they are 1 game behind, could be 1.5 if the Cubs win tonight, or it'd be a half if the Cubs lose.
This is a huge series,
actually. It is a huge
series. It's kind of a defining moment for the Brewers because, you know what, even... But this is the thing I keep saying to you. I'm telling you, Brewers fans, I'm a closet Brewer fan. I'm definitely a Tiger fan first and foremost, but I like to see the Brewers do well. Do not want them... Don't go out and just trade anything and everything you can get to get pitching and a second baseman. I told you when you sent me that text about Ian Kinsler, the Brewers are interested in Ian Kinsler. They're not going to give enough to get him, and they shouldn't. It's okay if the Brewers hang in there all season long this year.
Their starting pitching is not bad. It's their bullpen. It's been terrible.
I get that. You're literally a couple of pieces away from making a deep run in the World Series playoffs. Yeah. Don't worry so much. Have fun with this year. This is a year that you weren't expecting to happen.
No, but I don't want it to just die either.
I know you don't, but don't.
That was a rough road trip.
They should not make stupid decisions for impulse wins this year.
Yeah. And guess what they start with tomorrow? Jose Quintana versus Brent Suter.
Who?
Yeah.
I hardly know who Quintana is. He was pitching for the White Sox. That's the only reason I know who he is.
And then they got Kyle Hendricks versus Junior Guerra, who's been struggling. And the third game of the series will be John Lackey versus Zach Davies, who's 12-4. So, 2 out of 3, please. 2 out of 3.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Tigers, and then there's some other little things going on around the world of sports we might be able to get into.
Tigers had a similar thing that the Brewers did today, right?
Yep. I think the Brewers watched that game last night and got some ideas or something. Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. The Outdoor Show.
Big Boy.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Let's get to it. Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap, presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
How'd you do last night, buddy?
Terrible. We won 10-8. We played so bad.
But you won.
We still played really bad. We had two bogeys.
I didn't think our team played particularly well last night either. But
we buried the first hole. I'm like, yeah, we're going to have a great night. Not another one. Two bogeys, all pars. Terrible. No.
Well, we ended up playing we're the first place team. We ended up playing the second place team.
We were the third place team, and we played the third to last place team.
Thank goodness, huh?
But the first and second place team played each other, so I don't know what happened there. So we might have moved up even. We moved up on one of them, yeah. Unless they went 9-9. We still moved up if they went 9-9 because we went 10-8. All right. Enough about our stupid
Marquette Golf Club. By the way, they're going to be having an August membership drive. We can't wait to tell you the details on that. And give them a call, 225-0721. Find out more. Okay, so five hits for Hosmer last night in the routing of the Tigers. The Royals extended their winning streak to 8 games. They won 16-2, routing the Tigers Wednesday night. And
It was a rough seventh inning.
The seventh inning was one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen as a Tiger fan. And watching these players, though, watching the Tigers players,
they don't look like they want to be there.
They don't look like they're even having fun. It's over. It's like they all know it's over. They're 10 games out. 10 games out!
I know. They got it to 4.5 like 2 weeks ago. 10 games out.
Trade rumors are just swirling around several key players.
You only got till Monday. Better start making those trades.
Wow. They've been outscored 40-10 in the last four games.
Who's this Bell guy that they put in for two innings and he gave up 5 runs?
He's new.
And this Sopold?
Sopold. War with Sopold.
Oh, I guess I don't watch them enough. He gave up 4 runs and...
Yeah,
third of an inning.
I thought he was going to be coming on too. I thought he, you know what I mean? But there was a couple of interesting moments in this game, especially at the end. First of all, Bruce Rondon, he got ejected in the ninth inning for hitting Mike Moustakas in the back, and it looked like it was going to get ugly. The bench is cleared. Nothing really transpired. Bruce Rondon ain't a little guy. But neither is Mike Moustakas and several other players that took exception to it on the Royals team. And then, do you know who finished the game for the Tigers? On the mound?
No.
Andrew Romine, utility man.
Oh. Really?
Yep. Plays every position. And now he pitched.
Has he ever pitched before?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But very, very rarely. And yeah, he was fun to watch because he looked like he's thrown in slow motion. His first pitch was a slider at 71 miles an hour.
He only gave up one hit and no runs.
That's right. His fastball was 88 miles an hour.
That's not bad for a guy that never pitches.
That's what I'm saying. He had a couple of wild pitches.
Put him
actually,
in there.
I saw the guy
starter
from the Royals. I give him a lot of kudos. They had a guy in first and second, and he had a wild pitch, and they didn't steal the bases.
Really?
They stayed where they were because they were up 16
yeah,
runs.
Like,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
So they just wanted the game over with by then.
Anyway. Anibal Sanchez, worst start since returning in mid-June. So
yeah, you said he was
coming.
You said he was coming on.
Nope. I got really nothing else in the world of sports that's of significance, other than the New York Jets claimed Lucky Whitehead off waivers.
Yeah, because he's innocent.
There's no financial risk for him either. Whitehead's due to make a non-guaranteed $615,000.
Yeah, so they can... They don't even have to pay him that, because it's not guaranteed, so... Oh, the other news, though, there is news.
If you say Packers, I swear I might punch you.
It's not even the Packers. Nothing to do with the Packers. John Harbaugh has come out and said that he might be adding Colin Kaepernick. First of all, because Joe Flacco might not be ready for maybe weeks 1 through 6. They're hoping he's ready.
Okay, John Harbaugh from the Ravens. Okay.
Talk about
Jim Harbaugh
signing
from...
Colin Kaepernick.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think Jim Harbaugh can sign at Michigan.
No. Well, he might be able to sign him as a coach.
Maybe Michael Vick will tell him to cut his hair again.
Oh, here we go. And remember Cardale Jones?
Yeah.
Quarterback from the Ohio State Buckeyes?
Where is he at?
Chargers picked him up. Send a conditional pick to the Bills. The L.A. Chargers. I don't like saying that.
I don't either.
I like them in San Diego.
San Diego. Better place to visit, too, probably.
You got anything else?
I have nothing.
Me neither. Big Boy Sports Recap right to you,
Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow, buddy.
All right.
Friday edition of the Big Boy Sports Recap right here on the Outdoor Show.